DubCNN.com. Dirty Birdie, how you doing this evening, man? Well, I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to chop it up with us for a little bit. Now, I wanted to kind of dive right into it. Now, I used to live in San Bernardino myself for a few years when I was growing up, and I didn't get to experience the way the hip hop has grown in an empire. But can you tell the folks about the hip hop scene in your area?
The hip hop scene in my area, you know what? To be honest with you. You know, it's growing. Let's just put it like that. It's growing.
Okay, well, because I know that you've been doing it for a minute, but in terms of, like, the artists coming up, because I know Lunch is from the Inland Empire, obviously yourself, San Bernardino, Inland Empire, you know, that type of thing. So are you seeing more artists in terms of artists and producers coming about from that area?
Okay, let me just say this.
Okay.
There's always, from the time I was a youngster, there has always been a hip-hop scene in the Inland Empire. There's always been a plethora of artists, rap artists, producers, and so on and so forth from the Inland Empire.
Okay.
I mean, going back to J.J. Fad, I mean, with Rodney O and being from Moreno Valley, I mean... Yeah.
Yeah.
And understandably so, because that's where, you know, the West Coast, that's where we get our stamp from. You know, we get our stamp from L.A. and we get it from the Bay Area. But just to answer your question, from where I'm from, you know, I guess the reason why I said it's growing is because of the quality of hip-hop that's coming out of the Inland Empire.
Right.
Producers and MCs, both male and female.
Okay.
That, in my opinion, you know, they're very decent. They're very decent.
Okay. I got you. Now, your style, when you talk about the different artists and out of the area coming up, and your style is so unique, and from the first time I ever heard you, obviously it's very attention grabbing, and you know, you got flow, and that goes without saying. Has that always been the way that you flowed, or has been that type of evolution in terms of getting into what you felt was comfortable for you? Okay.
Whether or not I've always executed it in the way that I'm doing it now, obviously I haven't, because you know it's been growing. I didn't just get on the mic, so
yeah.
But long story short, you know, I've always rhymed in a way that was very articulate and clear and very precise. I mean, that's my shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just big on that. So.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Because I'm an MC myself, and so when I listen to some of your stuff, I'm just thinking, man, the process of you creating a song must be very very interesting in terms of how, because like I said, your vocabulary and the way that you put your words together, I definitely respect what you do. So.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. So who are some of your influence along those same lines?
Honest with you.